I know, Night Captain. I am just unused to such fanfare. It's been a while. You don't need to be wary. I know you're simply doing what you were ordered. Just as I am. I don't know. And frankly, I don't care. My life. I'll spare you the details. You know them anyway. Let's just get through this. What's on the agenda? I see. So smile and wave and act like the proper royal heir I am. No, I'm fine. I just let my thoughts wander sometimes. Then I forget where I am, I suppose. I am a mess, Night Captain. You know it. I know it. Even my father knows it. As a child, my mother used to read me those childish fairy tales. You know, the ones where love overcomes all and it ends with and they lived happily ever after. No, those tales never teach you. How the world keeps turning when your lover leaves. The sun comes up, the seasons change. And I keep waiting to see them. And they're gone. And I remain. I play out this facade, act like the dutiful heir. And all I really want to do is scream until my voice gives out. That's the thing, Night Captain. Fairy tales don't teach you how to cope when your happy ending is taken from you. You needn't say anything. I am here, aren't I? I need a moment. I will be safe. The cloak will hide my face. Not to mention few people have ever seen me here before. Just let me have this, please. Thank you. I will return shortly. Way to go, Blake. Fall apart right in front of the Night Captain. Who's there?
Whoa, easy. Sorry. Please, I didn't mean to...
My apologies. I was startled.
Yeah? You always threaten strangers in the woods?
In my line of work, you never know who you may find.
Yeah, sure. You a knight or something?
What makes you think that?
That sword is pretty fancy. Not to mention that cloak. It's fur-lined. Got a fancy coat of arms on it, too. You must belong to some prominent house.
You are observant.
You have to be around here. We're far from the capital. Barely have any knights to protect our sleepy little village. We have to look out for each other.
Must be nice.
I'm Ezra.
Blake.
Say, Blake. You like cinnamon rolls?
Sure.
You're in luck then. We've got the best bakery in town.
I'm afraid I can't just go wandering off.
Oh, come on. You seem pretty capable. I'm sure your buddies won't notice if you're gone for a little bit.
Right. You've convinced me.
Great. This way. So, what's a night like you doing out here?
Just on an assignment.
Oh, you're here scoping things out before the air gets here, I take it?
Pretty much, yes.
Weird that we're getting a royal tour. We're really just a middle-of-nowhere town. Not really worth a royal visit. But hey, I guess the royals ought to show their faces every now and then.
Pretty much, yes.
Bakery is right here. Hey! I'm back for more cinnamon rolls, and guess what? I brought a friend. This is the finest baker in...
What? How is this possible?
Hey, are you okay? You're looking a little pale.
You're alive. Sweetheart, I...
Whoa, easy. Look, Blake, back up. Give them some space. What is it? What's wrong? Do you know Blake somehow?
You're alive. How is this possible? Stand down, Knight Captain. I'm all right.
My God. My God, you're them. You're that heir.
I need to know what's going on here. How are you alive? You were dead in my arms, and now... I love you here. And... you...
What? I was found in the woods a year ago. No memories to speak of.
No memories. Knight Captain, secure this place. And prepare a messenger to make haste to the palace. Because if anyone knows what's going on, it's my father.
This is insane.
Please. Don't go anywhere. All right. Please. Thank you. Knight Captain, let's go.
You and the heir was lovers. Whoa. Easy, I've got you. Hey, breathe. You're panicking, okay? You need to breathe. In and out. Slow and deep. Here you go, look at me. We're gonna figure things out, okay? Well, it seems like you had a whole other life before waking up in them woods. The air seems quite taken with you. Do you not remember anything? Okay. All right then, just breathe. There you go. Hey, we're gonna figure this out. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. I won't let this royal take you away, all right? I may be shit with a sword, but I can shoot arrows pretty well. There you are. Good to see you smile. It's gonna be okay. We'll figure this out. I promise.
Hello everyone, thank you once again for listening to this audio, and thanks to Lupin Stole My Heart for this wonderful piece. There's one more part that I know is written, I don't know if there's more to come. I think I'll release next month on the day it's supposed to come out, and maybe if there's no more written or no more to catch up to, I'll probably do a supercut of all of the audio and everything. The same way I did with the Louis Garoa audio from earlier this month. Just kind of as a way to condense everything and have it all in one place for you. Hope you guys really enjoy it, and I hope you guys like this. I appreciate all your likes, all your comments, your subscriptions. Thank you for everything. Thank you again to all my patrons for their wonderful support. You have been amazing and magnificent. I would not be able to do this as often as I do without your support. In the meantime, as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.